Hi everybody. I own a Hitachi now, and I thought that a good first recording with it would be hysterical literature, seeing as how I'm such a fan of the written word. So I have decided to do The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot. It's been a while since I've read it, so let's see how I do. Okay, we are turning on now. Ooh, okay. Here we go. The burial of the dead. April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnberger Sea with a shower of rain. We stopped in the colonnade and went on in sunlight into the Hofgarten and drank coffee and talked for an hour. Bin Garkin Russen, Stamos Litauen, Eg Deutsch. And when we were children, staying at the Archduke's, my cousin's, he took me out on a sled and I was frightened. He said, "Marie, Marie, hold on tight." And down we went. In the mountains, there you feel free. I read much of the night and go south in the winter. What are the roots that clutch? What branches grow out of this stony rubbish? Son of man, you cannot say or guess, for you know only a heap of broken images where the sun beats, and the dead tree gives no shelter, and the cricket no relief, and the dry stone no sound of water. Only there is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow at morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. You gave me hyacinths first a year ago. They called me the hyacinth girl. Yet when we came back late from the hyacinth garden, your arms full and your hair wet, I could not speak, and my eyes failed. I was neither living nor dead. And I knew nothing. Looking into the heart of light, the silence. Odin Lirnas Mir. Madame Sesostris, famous clairvoyante, had a bad cold. Nevertheless, is known to be the wisest woman in Europe. With a pack of cards. Ooh, sorry. With a wicked pack of cards. Here, said she, is your card. The drowned Phoenician sailor. Those are pearls that were his eyes, look. Here is Belladonna, the lady of the rocks, the lady of situations. Here is the man with three staves, and here the wheel. And here is the one-eyed merchant, and this card, which is blank, is something he carries on his back, which I am forbidden to see. I do not find the hanged man. Fear, death by water. I see crowds of people walking round in a ring. Thank you. If you see dear Mrs. Equitone, tell her I bring the horoscope myself. One must be so careful these days. Unreal city. Under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over the London Bridge, so many. I had not thought death had undone so many. Sighs, short and infrequent, were exhaled, and each man fixed his eyes before his feet. Flowed up the hill and down King William Street, to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours with a dead sound on the final stroke of nine. There I saw one I knew and stopped him, crying, "Stetson! You who were with me in the ships at Mylae, that corpse you planted last year in your garden, has it begun to sprout? Will it bloom this year? Or has the sudden frost disturbed its bed? Oh, keep the dog far hence, that's friend to men, or with his nails he'll dig it up again. You, hypocrite lecteur, mon semblable, mon frère." Oh, I made it to section two. A game of chess. Ha ha. The chair she sat in, like a burnished throne, glowed on the marble, where the glass, held up by standards wrought with fruited vines, from which a golden Cupidon peeped out, and another hid his eyes behind his wing, doubled the flames of seven-branched candelabra, reflecting the light upon the table as the glitter of her jewels rose to meet it. From satin cases poured in rich profusion, in vials of ivory and colored glass unstoppered, lurked her strange synthetic perfumes, unguent, powdered, or liquid, troubled, confused, and drowned the sense in odors. Stirred by the air that freshened from the window, these ascended, infattening the prolonged candle flames, flung their smoke into the Licaria, stirring the pattern on the coffered ceiling. Huge seawood fed with copper burned green and orange, framed by the colored stone, in which a sad light, in which sad light a carved dolphin swam. Above the antique mantle was displayed, as though a window gave upon the sylvan scene, the change of Philomel by the barbarous king so rudely forced. Yet there the nightingale filled all the desert with inviolable voice, and still she cried, and still the world pursues jug-jug to dirty ears, and other withered stumps of time were told upon the walls, staring forms leaned out, leaning, hushing the room enclosed. Footsteps shuffled on the stair, under the firelight, under the... Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God! I made it to line 108. That's not too bad, right? Oh boy. Oh, that was fun. I should do that again sometime. So, yeah, if anybody has any suggestions of what they want to hear me read, remember it has to be in the public domain, but I will entertain them. Thanks for listening, everybody.